This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Parakram Divas 2025 is being celebrated today to honour the legacy of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on the occasion of his 128th birth anniversary. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have paid tributes to Netaji on this occasion. In a social media post, the President said, Netaji's relentless determination to achieve freedom and his courageous leadership of Azad Hind Fauj will continue to inspire generations of Indians. In his message, the Vice President said, Netaji's valour, nationalistic fervour and monumental contribution to freeing India from foreign rule continue to inspire countless Indians. He personified selfless devotion to the cause of the motherland. Prime Minister Modi said that Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose's contribution to India's freedom movement is unparalleled. Mr. Modi added that he epitomized courage and grit. His vision continues to motivate the country as we work towards building the India he envisioned.
आज हम नेता श्री सुभाष चंद्र बोस की जन्म जयंती का उत्सव मना रहे हैं। नेताजी का जीवन परिश्रम ही नहीं पराक्रम की भी पराकाष्ठा। नेताजी ने भारत की आजादी के लिए अपने सपनों अपने आकांक्षाओं को तिलांजलि दी। वे चाहते तो अपने लिए एक अच्छा जीवन चुन सकते लेकिन उन्होंने अपने सपनों को भारत के संकल्प के साथ जोड़ दिया। नेताजी देश के उन महान सपूतों से एक थे जिन्होंने विदेशी शासन का सिर्फ विरोध ही नहीं किया बल्कि भारतीय सभ्यता पर सवाल उठाने वालों को भी जवाब ये नेताजी ही थे जिन्होंने पूरी ताकत मदर ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी के रूप में भारत की पहचान को विश्व के सामने रखा नेताजी का जीवन और उनका योगदान युवा भारत के लिए प्रेरणा.
A full dress rehearsal of Republic Day Parade is taking place on Kartavya Path in the national capital today. The parade rehearsal started at 10:30 a.m. from Vijay Chowk and is proceeding to the Red Fort. To ensure a smooth parade, elaborate traffic arrangements have been made in the national capital. According to the Delhi Police, Delhi Metro rail services are available for passengers during the rehearsal and all stations are open to the public. Maharashtra government has signed 54 MOUs worth 15.7 lakh crore rupees during the World Economic Forum annual meeting 2025 in Davos. A statement from Chief Minister's office said that these agreements are expected to generate approximately 16 lakh jobs across various sectors. One of the key agreements involves MSN Holdings Limited, which plans to establish an advanced lithium battery and cell manufacturing project under the state's Ultra Mega Project Initiative. The Employees Provident Fund organization EPFO has added 14,63,000 members during November last year. This represents an increase of 9.07% in net members as compared to October 2024. US President Donald Trump spoke with Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, marking his first conversation with a foreign leader since taking office. During the conversation, the Crown Prince congratulated President Trump on his swearing-in and conveyed the congratulations of King Salman, wishing the American people further progress and prosperity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to Balasaheb Thackeray on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi remarked that Balasaheb Thackeray is widely respected and remembered for his commitment to public welfare and towards Maharashtra's development. The Prime Minister added he was uncompromising when it came to his core beliefs and always contributed towards enhancing the pride of Indian culture. In cricket, India defeated England by 7 wickets in the first T20 international of the 5-match series at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions in isolated pockets of Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Himachal Pradesh till tomorrow. IMD also predicted dense to very dense fog conditions to continue to prevail during night and morning hours in Jharkhand, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. The weather agency has also estimated the same fog conditions for West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar and Odisha till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.